This is Press Play. I'm Madeline Brand. You've heard of Impossible Meat. You've heard of Beyond Burger, meat made from vegetables and other non-meaty ingredients. Well, now there's something called Air Protein, meat made from, air. Several companies are doing it, converting elements from the air into edible protein. Janelle Bitker wrote about this for the San Francisco Chronicle, and she joins me now. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, first things first, what does it taste like?
I have no idea what it tastes like. The companies are in the very, very early days, and I didn't get to taste a sample. As far as I know, no reporters have tasted a sample. But they say the protein that comes out, it looks like flour and doesn't taste like anything. And then they add natural flavors to it to make it taste like chicken or beef.
Well, okay, so obvious follow-up question. If it doesn't taste like anything, what's in it?
It's made out of microorganisms and air. The elements in air are basically fed to these specific microbes, which can then convert elements like carbon dioxide into this protein flour.
So the elements of air are what? Carbon dioxide, oxygen.
Yeah, and then with some companies, they also use hydrogen.
And then there's other stuff in the air too, right? Stuff we don't like pollen, dirty stuff, smog.
Sure. I mean, these companies have to capture the elements that they want. I think the long-term vision for these companies is that they would be stationed near or paired with energy plants, any sort of company that combusts and therefore releases intense carbon dioxide, basically.
So what is the general idea? It seems like a lot of effort to go into.
Sure. Well, I think these companies are thinking about the climate apocalypse and are trying to find ways to make food without using so much land and water and other resources. Beef, for example, uses a ton of resources, tons of land, and releases a lot of methane and greenhouse gases just from belching, for example. And so that's, as you said earlier, the Impossible Burger, Beyond Meat, that's where they come in. They're trying to create these alternative proteins that taste like the real thing. So this is just another sector of that industry where they're trying to create something that uses even less land and even less water than, say, Impossible Burger.
Would it require any water?
They say it requires 1,000 times less water than soybeans, which is what Impossible is using. They're using, well, they're not even using soybeans. They're using soy protein isolate. But any water, some water is needed just for, you know, cleaning and sanitation, I'd imagine.
And then it, as you say, becomes like a flour and then
reformulated
into meat-like patties.
Right. So this Berkeley company that claims to be the first in the world to make meat out of air is called Air Protein. And they were very secretive about how they actually make the flour into something that tastes like meat. But yeah, somehow they do it. They add natural flavors. And the thing they were mostly secretive about was how they get the texture of meat out of the flour.
Well, I guess they could just make flour and use that. I mean, that's also a way to help the environment, is to grow less wheat.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of their long-term goal. They're starting with this sort of flashy air-based meat, but down the line, they plan to release protein-enriched flour, protein-enriched pasta, cereal, protein bars, protein shakes. You can make a lot of things just with the flour. And that's what this other Finnish company called Solar Foods announced earlier this summer, that they've arrived and they're making protein out of air. That's what they're starting with, is just the flour.
Is this technology relatively new, and who came up with it?
Yeah, so it's based on actually pretty old research from NASA. NASA theorized that when they send astronauts to Mars, that they could breathe out carbon dioxide and they could get microbes to then produce food out of that carbon dioxide. So there was a lot of research about it from the 60s. And these companies seemingly all at once globbed onto this research and actually tried testing it on Earth, because in ways, Earth is kind of like a spacecraft. There are limited resources and people want to recycle carbon dioxide.
All right. When do you think we'll be able to taste this air meat?
I don't have a good answer for that. The Berkeley company Air Protein only would say that they will release more details and make announcements next year about their distribution plans, whether that's in the U.S. or overseas. I imagine will depend on regulatory agencies, since they'll have to go through a long process to prove that their product is safe for human consumption. But I've read that the Finnish company plans to release their product starting in 2021. That might be the earliest.
Well, I will wait for it with bated breath. Couldn't resist. Janelle Bitker, food enterprise reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for Press Play. I'm Madeline Brand. I'll see you later.